Let's meet a man who's facing the exciting possibility of winning an Emmy at this Sunday's awards. It's actor Richard Cabral, who once faced a life in prison. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has this profile of a gang member turned actor.
Richard Cabral's neck, chest, and arms are filled with tattoos depicting Mexican gang culture, his friends, uncles, his daughter Bella. His intense look and his powerful acting land him a lot of TV roles, including one for which he's nominated.
You know why he shot me? Because you don't give a damn about me.
In the ABC drama American Crime, Cabral plays a former gangbanger implicated in a drug-related murder. Police shoot him in the leg and ask him to testify against another suspect.
I don't snitch. Not for nothing, I don't snitch. So come on, I ain't playing. I told you I ain't playing. Let's go!
Cabral's character dreams of a new life with his wife and daughter away from trouble. The 31-year-old actor's story is remarkably similar. Richard Cabral says he grew up in East L.A. without a father. He joined a street gang and got addicted to crack and meth.
I got incarcerated for my first time for stealing a wallet at 13 years old. And that was it. The breaking point to, like, getting those cuffs behind my wrist and just realizing it, like, this ain't all that bad. Because all my male mentors, if you want to say, had done that before, so I kind of knew it wasn't that bad.
Cabral says he went from juvenile hall to jail to prison for various crimes. Behind bars, he earned his GED and discovered storytelling. He began writing poetry and rapped under his gang name, Baby Jokes.
The boys and me, bang the 213. Everybody rhyming, but I'm the right timing. Ain't a vegetable, but call me Jolly Green Giant.
On the outside, Cabral became a father, but at 20, he faced a life sentence for shooting a man.
We were out there drinking, and some guys, and it was just that machismo BS, and I just happened to have a gun on me that night.
Cabral says the man survived, but he served time for violent assault with a weapon. When he got out of prison, he was 25 with no outside work experience, but desperate to change his life. His friends recommended he try Homeboy Industries, the L.A. gang intervention program, whose motto is "Nothing stops a bullet like a job." Cabral worked in the Homeboy Bakery, where he often visits.
This is where it started. Yeah, the muffins and janitorial and... and everything, even wash dishes.
He baked muffins in the mornings before auditions. Homeboy Industries had a connection with Central Casting.
I remember my first thing was CSI Miami. I was a Cuban gangster. And that was it. And I was like, wow, I don't have to clean toilets. I could actually dress up and get paid equivalent to that. So that was my introduction into the Hollywood industry, you would say.
Cabral started getting speaking parts, always playing homeboys. In this scene from the TNT drama Southland, his character literally digs his own grave, begging for his life, while a police officer stands over him with a gun.
I stopped doing dirt a while ago, ese. You've obviously been following me. I got a job. I got a life. I got a kid on the way. I want to see my son get born.
Father Greg Boyle, known as Father G, founded and runs Homeboy Industries. He's a fan.
Richard pulls off this thing where the audience member has this reverence for how complex this character is. You know, he's able to kind of convince the audience, what if compassion was the response?
Father G says Cabral's portrayals of gang members are sensitive and authentic. Fellow ex-homeboy Salvador Sanchez agrees.
Sometimes Hollywood, they not just glamorize it, but they overemphasize it. They're really like, it's kind of cheesy almost. And Richard brings the real, you know, it's the truth. And I lived it, and so I know. You know, he's acting, but he's not, you know?
Sanchez and Father G both say they hope Cabral gets to play roles other than gang members. But Cabral says it's been important to represent his reality, as he did on American Crime.
This is not like, oh, yeah, I lived it, so I got this. No, man, it was a sacrifice. I had to really go to a deep, dark place. But I'm honored that I showed that other side.
Up next for Richard Cabral, a role in a Mel Gibson movie, the second season of American Crime, and his own one-man theater show. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.